Chapter 8, The Covering of Scripture. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians 6:17.
It was the ultimate spiritual battle. The Creator, alone and hungry, the most powerful creature in the universe, poised and ready to strike. Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, sensing vulnerability. The Son of the Dawn seized the moment. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread, he hissed. The bright morning star might well have responded by unveiling the effulgence of his divine glory, but he didn't. He took up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Next, Satan transported Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus could have routed Satan with 12 legions of angels, but he didn't. He took up the sword of the Spirit. In desperation, the dragon took the Lord to the summit of a high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give to you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. The Lord of the universe could have blinded the dragon with the brilliance of his intellect, but he didn't. He took up the sword of the Spirit. As Jesus armed himself with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, so must we. Armed with the puny sword of reason, we stand impotent before an archfiend who has studied us thoroughly and is intimately acquainted with all our vulnerabilities. Armed with the sword of the Spirit, however, we are a terror to Satan and can stand strong in the face of his fiercest temptations. As William Grinnell has well said, throughout the ages, the sword has been a most necessary part of the soldier's equipment and has been used more than any other weapon. A pilot without his chart, a student without his book, a soldier without his sword are all ridiculous. But above these, it is absurd to think of being a Christian without knowledge of God's word and some skill to use this weapon. We must ever be mindful that the Word of God is not forged with human hands. It bears the imprimatur of the Spirit. He alone gives the sword its edge, and he alone can teach us how to rightly use it. It was the Spirit who instructed Paul to write, "Take the sword." Thus we are reminded that it is not enough to have the Word of God in our homes or in our hands. We must deftly wield it on the battlefield of life. This means that we are equipped to mine the treasure that is buried in the Word. As Spurgeon put it, let it never be said that God has recorded truths in his Word that you have not read. Study the Word and work out its meaning. Go deep into the spirit of inspiration. He gets the most gold who digs the deepest in this mine. The deeper you go, under the Spirit's guidance, the larger the reward for your toil.